Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Church would have been perfect for the conversation we were just having. By the way, my buddy Nick said, remember, they play 17 now. Yes, Nick, I know that. He's not on pace anymore, Derrick Henry, to catch Dickerson. He was a few weeks ago. He is now on pace to just barely rush for over 2,000 yards at 2010. And the 6.5 yards per carry he's averaging would be, for running backs in a season, the second most ever behind Lenny Moore. Actually, I'm sorry, behind Lenny Moore and Hugh McElhaney. You got to go way, way back. 6.5 wow. yards per carry for a running back is a lot. A lot. Charch joins us now. I don't even know how we got started and how we veered off from whatever we were talking about to get to Derrick Henry. Oh, we were talking about MVP. And we were just talking about whether or not Derrick Henry could be in the conversation. You know, Adrian Peterson had to have the year he had. You know, he and Tomlinson are the last two non-quarterbacks to win it. The top five choices right now, odds-wise, are Allen, Jackson, Mahomes, Goff, and our guy, Jaden Daniels, who we believe is actually, at this point, a legitimate MVP candidate. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. And Mahomes doesn't belong in that conversation at all, really. People are just looking at their record and going, well, he's the starting quarterback on an undefeated team. But it's the Kansas City defense that's generating these wins, not him. Yep. Going into last week's game, because I don't happen to have this in front of me for this week, but going into last week's game, Mahomes was 16th in passing yards and 24th in passing touchdowns. It's not that offense. It's their defense that has become just suffocating, especially against the run, that's, you know, led them to the record that they've got. So I don't think Patrick Mahomes should be in that consideration. And then, you know, if you look at where Washington would be without Jaden Daniels, if you use that as a, which a lot of people do, to try to evaluate the, you know, the MVP viability of somebody, Washington's dead, right? If Marcus Mariota, were at the helm of this team all season, you'd have half as many wins, probably.
Yeah, I think that's exactly. We've talked about that. They'd probably be 3-5. They're a better organization. They're better coached. They better players, but they'd probably be, you know, with Sam Howell or Taylor Heinicke or somebody like that, they'd be a 3-5. You know, sorry for all the Sam Howell and Taylor Heinicke people. I always have to be careful.
I'm the Sam
there
Howell
are people
guy in
that
this
told us to shut
way.
Up and sit down on both of those guys. But yeah, they'd be like 3-5. That's right. And if but you know what? If you took Mahomes off that Chiefs team, what would they be? I don't care how poorly his numbers say.
I don't, you know, I think they'd still be at or above 500 just based on their defense. And if you gave them NFL average backup quarterbacking, you know, I still think they'd be okay. Because again, Mahomes just isn't generating all that much offense any differently than what Marcus Mariota would do. If you threw him into Kansas City where he could give you, you know, enough to just be viable, that defense would have kept them in a lot of games, I think. It's fascinating.
He just seems to make every. They've had so many close games already, and he seems to always make the play that ends up being the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah, sometimes with his legs too, right?
Exactly.
And that's
the fourth and goal touchdown run against San Francisco. Yeah.
So fascinating game coming up for Jaden, because this will be the first time in his career a team's got a second crack at him. And the way the usage was with Jaden in week two, he was still in that mold where it was all short stuff. I believe he threw five passes. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so it's not going to be perfect. But five passes of over 10 yards against the Giants in that game, and only completed like two. So he was still, they were still, Cliff Kingsbury still had the leash really tight back then. And the other part that's going to be fascinating, you know, now that Jaden's airing out the ball more, and he's not like a downfield wizard, but he's, now the whole field is in play like it wasn't before. And then the big thing, of course, the Giants pass rush and Dexter Lawrence. You know, Dexter Lawrence is just such a freaking beast. And this team is number one in sacks. They're number one in quarterback pressures. They got like 158 quarterback pressures to this point of the season. So that's, is this thing going to be lost at the line of scrimmage to some degree if the Giants just disrupt the line of scrimmage? Now, your pass defense is shockingly improved this year. So hopefully your pass, I say pass defense, what I meant is your pass blocking.
Yeah.
Massively improved this year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, massively. You know, think of all the sacks Sam Howell took last year, whatever, 60 sacks or whatever. And it's not just all because of the escapability of Jaden Daniels. It's just better blocking. I think the Commanders are sixth in ESPN's pass block win rate.
Yeah, I think they're number one in actually run block win rate, and top six,
that's
seven
in
pass. No, the offensive line has been outstanding this year. Real quickly, because we'll talk Giants Washington here for a moment. Dexter Lawrence right now, I guess it's he or Watt, is he's the front runner, or certainly one of them, for Defensive Player of the Year. But the Giants have been run on the last two games in a big way that they hadn't been prior to that. Washington can run the football, Charge. That's one thing they can do. They can do a lot offensively. Yeah. They're pretty versatile offensively. But I'm interested in how the Steelers ran the football. The Eagles really pounded it down. But they couldn't stop Najee Harris the other night.
No, and Jalen Warren looked good too. Both of them, they rolled up over 150 combined yards on the ground, and then they chipped in like 30 more through the air. And that's that dual threat, and that's where Washington gets really interesting, right? You've got Austin Eckler, who's one of the great pass-catching backs, although he had a bizarre drop last week, but one of the best pass-catching backs. And then, Brian Robinson can just drop the hammer on you. And that's one of the things the Giants, you're right, the Giants had been playing much better against the run, including stopping guys like Kenneth Walker, who's really good, and they slowed down Zach Moss completely. So, I think you're going to have some success on the ground in a balanced attack here, but I'd like to see some downfield passing. If you can afford the luxury of just that extra second in the pocket, let's get Terry McLaurin downfield on Deontay Banks. That's just such a,
Banks,
there's so many winnable matchups in that match, in that secondary. I want to see that happen.
Yeah. All right. We are talking, of course, to Paul Charchian. He is our fantasy football expert. He's on with us every Thursday, typically at 11:25. We had to move him up a little bit. Kevin Willard, the Maryland basketball coach, is going to join us at 11. Charch can be followed on X on Twitter, at Paul Charchian. And he's got two podcasts that are excellent, Fantasy Football Weekly and CHOP. You can find either one wherever you get a podcast. Let's just start with tonight's game. What do you do with C.J. Stroud and Houston's offense now that Diggs is out and Nico Collins has been banged up? How do you view Houston offensively tonight? You do know they're an underdog tonight, right?
Yeah, which is amazing, right? And it does tell you a lot about the loss of Collins and Diggs against an already awesome Jets secondary. Sauce Gardner, D.J. Reed, Michael Carter are the best 1-2-3 cornerbacks in the league, and they're going up against Tank Dell, Xavier Hutchinson, and the undead corpse of Robert Woods. We'll stay on theme for Halloween, and we'll throw out a little undead corpse.
Yeah, he's dead, but nobody's told him?
That's right, exactly. He's the only guy who doesn't know he's actually dead. And since it's Halloween, let's just say the scare level on C.J. Stroud for fantasy purposes should be at the max. Knees knocking, teeth chattering. Think Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. When that time he saw a zombie, or that time he saw a witch, or the time he saw a ghost, or a pirate ghost, or the snow ghost, or the ape ghost, that show really leaned into ghosts in that show.
Yes,
not a lot
did.
Of creativity from Hannah or Barbera on the
no,
villains.
That was that, they
so
were
much.
The creators. Very, very well done. I would say
Thank
ABC
you.
Saturday mornings. Am I right about ABC?
Yes, I believe I'm almost positive you are correct about that.
Okay.
That's right. At one point, Shaggy got scared by a floating sandwich. It didn't take a lot. I mean, Shaggy was a grade A wuss. There's no doubt.
Yes.
And did Shaggy ever solve a crime?
No. They stumbled into solving crimes.
Right.
Not
Shaggy
intentionally.
Did. Now, yes, Fred and Velma, there were 41 episodes in the original series. Fred and Velma went 41 for 41. Shaggy soiled himself four times.
Yeah, right.
The real villain of this show, Shaggy Rogers.
There you go. I'm glad we solved that. Now, what about tonight in Houston?
I love Joe Mixon in this game. He's had a rebirth. You know, they're not going to be able to pass much. They're going to run like crazy. He's behind only Derrick Henry in fantasy points earned per game. He's at 5 yards per carry. And Kevin, dude looked cooked the past couple of years in Cincinnati. And I was thinking to myself, there's nothing left after 1,900 career touches. There's nothing left for Joe Mixon. Turns out there's plenty of gas left. He has been a workhorse in an era in which there are very few workhorses and mostly committees. He's averaging 23 carries and 3 receptions per game. And because the Jets are insanely hard to pass against, they're seeing 30 runs per game on average. So, you know Joe Mixon's going to get a ton of use and probably be pretty successful on all of that volume.
What do you make? Look, the Jets have been, you know, a big part of the NFL conversation through 8 weeks. They're 2-6. I've been here sitting here week in and week out saying, look, we've seen a lot of their games because they've been high profile
too
games
many.
Like tonight's will be. And their defense stinks. It was great last year. It's not good this year. And I just personally don't think that – I think Aaron Rodgers has a leadership issue, but he doesn't have an arm talent issue at 40 years old. He still looks like Aaron Rodgers throwing the football. What do you make of the Jets? And look, I like them tonight because they're favored and the whole world's on Houston. Last week, I think I told mm-hmm. you, the whole world was on Minnesota. I love the Rams. What do you make of the Jets, though? And do you think, like I do, that it's more about their defense than anything else?
You mean the problems are more about their defense?
Yeah, the 2-6 record.
Yeah, no, I don't entirely agree with that because the pass defense has been smothering. And so, I can't look at this and
they
go, okay.
They get run on.
They do get run on, as I was saying with Joe Mixon. And they're not getting killed on the ground. I think it's just more than anything else, it's just volume. They get run on so much. In totality, teams have pretty good running games against them. But I just think the offense, to me, it doesn't look as bad. I agree that it doesn't look as bad as people are talking about. Devonta integrated pretty soon the plan that the passes aren't in sync. Been on almost every snap since arrived in New York, but they've only completed 8 passes. Right. Even think it'll happen. And Garrett Wilson's emerging right now, and I like that too. And I think this offense gets healthier as with Devonta Adams. What he's really done is he's turned Garrett Wilson into a guy who can destroy single man coverage. And that a luxury he had never had before. And so we're seeing Garrett Wilson goes crazy in these 2 games with Devonta Adams. And I think that probably continues here. The Houston defense is just middle of the road. And this is a nice opportunity for Aaron Rodgers here.
Tell me about Cleveland with Jameis Winston and Indy with Joe Flacco.
Well, let's start on the Indy side. As he comes to Minnesota, you'll remember what happened. I think it is in Minnesota, right? Yeah, it's in Minnesota, Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
You'll remember what happened last time Indy came to Minnesota 2 years ago?
The largest comeback in the history of the game, led by our boy. Yes, I do remember it.
You do remember. 31-0 at halftime, and the Vikings won. One of the great games of all time for Minnesota, great regular season games. In Flacco's 3 games as a starter, the Colts offense generates 8 more points. I mean, that is the differential between winning and losing right there. It goes from 19 points to 27. And, you know, if you score 19 points a game, you're going to lose almost all of them. You score 27, you're going to win almost all of them. It's, you know, it's that much of a delta. And where Flacco really pays dividends from a fantasy standpoint, besides himself, and he's a great start this week against Minnesota's secondary, Michael Pittman and Josh Downs become every week starters. Pittman had zero touchdowns under Richardson. He scored in two of three games with Flacco. And for Josh Downs, he goes from wide receiver 48 under Richardson to wide receiver 13 under Joe Flacco, which is wide receiver 13 is Drake London. So, yeah. I mean, it is a massive, massive delta for those receivers. And the Vikings pass defense has really struggled this season. So those guys, it's green light for those guys back into your lineups.
And Jameis in Cleveland?
So the consensus thinking is that Winston took advantage of a faltering Baltimore secondary last week. He threw for 334 yards and three scores. It was just like when Joe Flacco got inserted into the Browns lineup last year. But a lot of people think that he's going to come to earth against the Chargers, a much tougher secondary, at least on paper. But let me throw this out at you. Tell me what you think. On paper, the Chargers look great. No quarterbacks, top 257 yards. They're giving up 0.8 touchdowns per game through the air. They rank third in yards per game. But look at who they played. Kevin, Gardner Minshew, since benched. Bryce Young, since benched. Justin Fields, since benched. Spencer Rattler last week benched mid-game. So I think there's still an opportunity here for Winston to keep the mojo going, at least for this week.
I didn't realize Spencer Rattler got benched mid-game. Is Derek Carr back for the Saints or not?
Yep, Carr's back. Yep, he's going to start this week. Yeah.
I've got a minute left. I was talking about this team yesterday, that Bo Nix is not just a throw the ball at the line of scrimmage college quarterback anymore. They're starting to throw the ball down the field. You mentioned to me in your note that Bo Nix has actually become a top 10 fantasy quarterback. Explain.
He has. He's quarterback 9 on the season now, and you hit on the big reason. In his first four games, Bo Nix's average pass was 4.5 yards. You just can't get anything done at 4.5 yards per pass. The last four games, he's now 7 yards per pass, which is closing in on NFL average distance. And then there's the running, right? So the running has been huge for Nix, and in fantasy, the world of fantasy, that's at the end of the day a lot of how you get your fantasy points. Baltimore coming up this week. This is the Ravens rank last in passing yards and passing touchdowns allowed. So Bo Nix is going to keep this thing going, and he is my quarterback 6 in my rankings this week.
Wow.
Honestly, should be higher. I guess I can't quite get myself to do it yet, but yeah, he's
interesting team. They're very good defensively. Very good.
Very good.
I will talk to you next week. Happy Halloween to you, and enjoy the football.
It's snowing here. Who wants a Halloween
really?
In the snow? Yes, thanks.
You're used to that.
Yes, we are snowing right now. Yeah, we do get Halloween.
It's
snow
80 here. It's going to be 80 80? Here. Yeah, I think it's going to be the warmest Halloween in I don't know how long. All right, I'll talk to you. I got to run. Yeah.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Thanks.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Paul Charchi and everybody. Kevin Willard, Maryland's basketball coach, coming up at 11 a.m.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.